tech, some solid economic data, and Wall Street said, It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 13th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again. In other business news, we've got the latest on the Boeing grounding. So if you're the boss, should you ask your employees, what bugs you about our company? Well, Walmart did, and the impact has resulted in some mighty big changes. That college admission scandal, several executives are today out of a job. One question, what the hell were they thinking? Speaking of scandal, the CEO of Wells Fargo was back before Congress today, and an Iowa congresswoman asks if the layoffs there were so that Wells Fargo could save money by shipping those jobs overseas. Those stories, the markets, and something brand new. It's called Haps TV, a new news company seeking to put citizen journalism front and center in real time. Andrew King and Haps TV, coming up right after the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled LIBBIE. Well, it was the tech stocks, along with some solid economic data, that helped lift the markets again today. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet, and Apple all traded higher. On the economic side, the Commerce Department said that non-defense durable goods orders posted their largest increase in 6 months in January, raising by 0.8%. All that was good enough to drown out the president grounding all Boeing 737 MAX airliners. I'll share all the details just a little bit later in the Wall Street Report. Speaking of Boeing, Boeing's 737 airplanes are the best-selling commercial aircraft of all time. They've been a backbone of commercial aviation for many years. But now the plane's latest and fourth major iteration, the 737 MAX, has ignited global concerns after the second fatal crash involving one of the models, that would be the Model 8, in less than 5 months. U.S. authorities moved to ground the fleet late today after Boeing recommended it out of an abundance of concern. Boeing's MAX family first launched back in January 16. What makes them so popular? Well, the planes use about 20% less fuel than predecessors, and they weigh less. Their most distinctive feature is a split winglet, or a wingtip extension, that's meant to reduce drag and provide extra lift. Now, safety experts say that it's way too early to jump to conclusions about the MAX 8 crash in Ethiopia on Sunday that killed 157 people, even after the plane's black boxes were quickly recovered. In October, the same model was involved in a Lion Air crash that killed 189 people in Indonesia. Today, President Trump directed the FAA to ground the 737 8s and 9s, and just after that, the company's stock headed down, then reversed courses and actually rose by over $2 a share to $377.50 a share. You know, it takes a lot of guts to ask your employees about what your company is doing wrong, or in some cases, what it's doing right. The CEO of Walmart found that out. 5 years ago, Greg Foran asked employees to email him with suggestions on how to cut not the muscle of the company, but the fat. And he got messages, plenty of them. Employees often sent messages requesting small but important things like, are you ready for this? Toilet seat covers for the restrooms. Not making this up. The company had cut those out to save some money, but it seems hygiene was more important to the workers. Here's the vital business lesson. You gotta listen and then act. Here's how Greg Foran, the CEO of Walmart, puts it. Quote, I've learned something over the years that you can never motivate anyone until you fix some of these factors, he said. So basically, for the first year, it was about fixing those hygiene factors and saying, okay, what are the things that you need? So you need the electrician to get that plug fixed? Get it done. You need that restroom remodeled? Get it done. And then people start to buy into it. End quote. These investments gave workers a reason to believe, which is critical when trying to motivate a workforce of 1.2 million people, he said. Walmart's quarterly same-store sales turned positive after Foran took over, and they've been growing for 4 years. The lesson is listen, and then get it done. Well, let's say your father or your mother is wealthy, and maybe they're a partner in an investment firm or a TV star. You know, the kind of folks who make a bunch and spend a bunch. What were you thinking when you had to bribe various college officials to get your kid into school? Manuel Hernandez resigned as the CEO of Hercules Capital, and TPG executive William Glashan has been placed on indefinite leave at the private equity firm after they were accused of a scam to help their kids get into top colleges. The University of Southern California also reportedly fired two athletic department employees. Yesterday, this is just an amazing story. Yesterday, the Justice Department said at a news conference it was the biggest college admission scandal it has ever prosecuted. So, you let me do a little editorial here? Yeah, these kids could not have been that unable to attend college. And if mom and dad have millions, why not send them to a school without all the bribery? I mean, when you peel back the onion on this, it's an amazing story. Why? Makes no sense. Well, today, in a second day of testimony before Congress, Tim Sloan, the CEO of Wells Fargo, was grilled by Iowa Congresswoman Cindy Axne. The topic? Well, did Wells Fargo lay off hundreds of workers in Iowa so the company could ship those jobs overseas? Back in November, the bank said it would eliminate 400 jobs in the Des Moines metro and reduce globally some 26,000 jobs over the next several years. Axne said her office was contacted by a laid-off worker in Des Moines who was told on multiple occasions that her job was being moved to India. That employer requested funding from the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program. That's a federal aid plan for workers who lose work or wages as a result of increased imports. In her petition for aid, the employee said Wells Fargo Mortgage claims employees traveled to India to train their replacements. So this is what Cindy Axne, Congresswoman Axne, asked Tim Sloan. Quote, "Are these recent layoffs really just you moving jobs overseas?" End quote. "No," Sloan answered, "that's incorrect." Stay tuned. Positive economic news and technology led Wall Street to have a good day today, even in light of the Boeing aircraft concern. As we indicated earlier, President Trump has asked the FAA to ground all Boeing 737 MAX 8s and 9s. Right after the announcement, Boeing stock was down, but then clawed back before the bell, closing about $2 higher. The Dow closed 148 points higher on the day at 25,702, while the S&P 500 gained 0.7% to finish back above 2,800 at 2,810. The index hit its highest level for 2019 and notched a three-day winning streak. The NASDAQ also gained 0.7 to close at 76.43. Tech stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet, and Apple all closed higher on the day's trade. Equities also got a boost today after the Commerce Department said non-defense durable goods. Those orders posted their largest increase in 6 months, rising by 0.8%. Meanwhile, U.S. construction spending posted its biggest increase in 9 months, rising 1.3% in January. The leap was driven by a surge in public project investments. Gold, well, that traded up today, $12.70, to end at $1,310.80 an ounce. Oil continued its climb up a big $1.49 to close at $58.36 a barrel. That plus refineries changing over to spring and summer fuel will continue to push fuel prices higher. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.61%. That is good news for home mortgage rate markets, methinks. When we come back, a very interesting conversation about the changing face of media in America and in the world. Citizen journalists are reporting directly from dozens of countries on everything from discord in Venezuela to trouble in Ukraine, Syria, and now the 2020 presidential election here in the United States. My guest is Andrew King from Haps TV News. It's an interesting startup story that you would come to expect from an ever-changing media landscape. Andrew King, Haps TV. That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.